And welcome to KJAN Sports. Asa Lucas here with Riverside Head football coach Daryl Frain. Coach, thank you very much for being here with us today.
Yeah, thanks for having me. Anytime we talk football is a good thing.
Absolutely. And as the fall leaves begin to get a little bit softer, more delicate, crunchier, that's how you know we're finally starting to get there. We're finally getting towards football season.
Yeah, you're right. You know, you're getting here now. The heat, it's heating up. You get camp going. You get to see all the kids together again. You know it's time, ready to play.
And I've learned recently about your background as a wrestler. Does that come into effect at all when coaching and when it comes to tackling drills?
Oh, yeah. I mean, wrestling's a perfect sport that compares to wrestling. I mean, wrestling and football translate and help each other out. So it's definitely a good mix for each other. And, you know, a lot of times the best defensive players are your wrestlers.
I believe it. How would you describe last season?
Well, you know, we were competitive the whole season. We did a lot of good things. We just came up short many times. I mean, anytime you have a losing record, you know, you're a little bit disappointed. But we did have some good things, and hopefully a lot of those things will translate to this year.
And what have you been working on this offseason?
You know, we're changing up our offense and actually our defense just a little bit, but doing some different things. So hopefully, you know, when we're working football, it's just kind of installing new stuff. But other than that, you know, you're just doing the weight room all summer long, conditioning all summer long. Hopefully your kids will be in top shape when it matters.
And what kind of culture are you trying to build at Riverside? You've been there for quite a while now, but I know culture is something that can always change depending on the season and with the players. So what kind of culture have you tried to instill at Riverside?
Yeah, you know, when I came, it was all about just doing everything the right way. It didn't matter if it was on the football field, in the classroom, in the community. Now, you know, we're just building on those type of things. And, you know, we're to the point, I mean, when I first got here, we didn't even really focus on our opponent. It was more about making ourselves better. And, you know, as we've went now, we've moved on past that a little bit. And now it's more about preparing for the season. Still, you know, your approach is that every one day at a time kind of thing. I know it's a cliche that all coaches say, but when you get too far ahead of you, bad things tend to happen. So, you know, we're just trying to do the right thing every day, and hopefully at the end everything will work out for us.
You talk about trying to prepare for your opponents in the upcoming season. Are there any kids that have done just a great job really focusing on the future here and looking ahead to the fall?
Yeah, you know, this year, this summer, you know, we're doing those little things like Grady Jepson really stands out. You know, he's one of those kids who would never miss a weight room, never miss a workout. Kyler Reekin, Keaton Reekin, two guys that stepped up a lot this year. Caden Forstall, those are just four of them. But, I mean, we've had a great number of kids that have just bought into what we're doing and doing the best they can. And I believe it will pay off for them.
So how are you feeling about the upcoming season?
You know, I think we're going to come in as an underdog again. I mean, we don't approach any game like we're going to lose, but we're going to get after it. We're going to play physical. We're going to do the things we need to do to have a chance to win. But, you know, coming in, we're going to be an underdog. I believe four of the teams in our district are moving down from Class 1A down to A. They're all big physical teams, and we'll probably be one of the littler physical when it comes to physical stature in the district. So, we'll have to be creative. We'll have to do some things to create wins for us and just give ourselves a chance. So, I mean, I think that we can do those things. We just got to step up and do them.
So when you're playing against teams that have dropped down, I mean, how do you send a message that you're not afraid and that you're going to be playing up to their level?
You know, it's just one of those things you take care of every day. You talk about playing physical. You talk about playing aggressive. And you don't let that who it is bother you. And then most of the time, if you practice that way, I'm a firm believer how you practice is how you play, and you win those games during the week, and that's how we'll approach them every day in practice. And then, you know, hopefully, I mean, we plan on it carrying over to the game, so hopefully it will do that.
And have you come up with a theme or maybe a slogan for your team in this season?
Nope. Actually, we met after camp two weeks ago, and I left it up to the seniors and the captains, and we're actually going to talk about it today at camp. So in the next day or two, we will have a theme of how we want to be.
What do you love about coaching at Riverside?
You know, it was a challenge every day. I mean, I came from a really successful program when I was at Creston and came here, growing up here, just the pride in the community, pride that everybody wants to do things. And when the kids want to show up and practice hard and play hard for you, I mean, I take a lot of pride in that also as a coach.
And is there a way you get these kids to really take pride in their school? Is that something during the season you maybe take them around to talk to people? Or how do you try to instill pride?
Yeah, you know, it's one of those things. I mean, we make sure they know and make sure they see. I mean, like right now we're running a youth camp, a junior high camp in the mornings, and every kid's there involved. You know, those type of things. We get out in the elementary buildings all the way during the season. We try to do things in the community. Even if it's like this week, we'll be parking cars for the community rodeo. We just make sure they're visible. We make sure they're doing the right things. And, hopefully it just builds on those type of things as the season goes.
Well, thank you, Coach. That's everything I need from you. And thanks again here for joining us on KJAN Sports. Riverside head coach, Daryl Frain.
Great. Thank you.